week I received an email with a link. I receive all kinds of emails with all kinds of links. But I clicked on this link. It was a link to a YouTube clip. To a YouTube clip of a movie from 1991. An old classic. Called City Slickers. Maybe you've seen the movie. In the movie, it's basically about this fella, Billy Crystal, and some of his buddies who need to get their act together. And so they go to this dude ranch run by this fella by the name of Jack Palance. And he's about 1,000 years old. He looks like a cowboy. He was born a cowboy, died a cowboy. And there's one scene where they're riding along. It's Jack and Billy Crystal, and they're riding along and up in the Wyoming mountains, and it's this beautiful scenery, and they got their leather gloves on, and Jack's got his cowboy hat on. He's got a cigarette dangling from his lips, just like cowboys always do, but not today, of course. They're riding along, and they're chatting. And as they're chatting, Jack kind of takes... Jack takes Billy Crystal for task and says, yeah, you're up here, you're just like this young dude trying to get your act together, hoping in these next couple weeks you can get your act together so you can go back to your wife probably, huh? Yeah. Well, I'll tell you what. I'm a cowboy. There aren't too many of us. It's everything. I'll tell you the secret to life. Well, dude, tell me, what's the secret of life? Well, the secret of life is... That's the secret of life? A finger raised? The secret of life is one thing. One thing. Well, what's the one thing? You figure out the one thing, and you'll know the secret of life. But what is it? That's for you to determine. It's this rich young man comes running up to Jesus. He says, Jesus, what I most want is to have eternal life. So what do I need to do to inherit eternal life? Well, keep the commandments. You know, do not kill. Do not commit adultery. Do not bear false witness. Honoring your father and mother. And the young buck says, I've done all that. You almost see him patting himself on the back. Great, I've got eternal life. But then he asks that fateful question. What else? What else? What's the one thing I need to do? It's a question we all want to ask Jesus today. What's the one thing I need to do to have eternal life? Of course, Jesus, one of the most amazing little lines, seven words of all of Scripture, says Jesus looked at him and loved him. Jesus looked at him and loved him. Said one more thing. I don't know about you, but the one thing that is my most precious commodity, even more than money, is my time. Oh, to have more time, right? Wouldn't you all love to go on vacation and discover an extra day of vacation? Wouldn't it be great at the end of the day, all of a sudden you go, it's not 10 o'clock, but it's only 6 o'clock. I got 4 extra hours to get everything done. So I was having one of those days where there just ain't enough hours, and I'm doing this and doing that, and I had a 3:30 appointment over in St. Paul, and I had to meet with this person, and as I'm meeting with this person who I thought would go for a quick half hour, then be out the door, as I'm going into that meeting with this person, hopefully for only a half hour, the office staff gives me a note, says, "Father, remember, you're on call today. And someone needs to see you at the hospital." "Well, is it really important?" "Father." So I meet with this person. And of course, it goes like for 45 minutes. So now I'm going to be a half hour, and plus I need now to get to the hospital, and get to the hospital, and "Father, here's the information." And so I get in my car, and I go, and I'm thinking, "Oh, well, I'll do a quick 30-second anointing." I know that doesn't sound pretty, but hey, it's God's grace. It's not Finnegan. God's grace. So I go to the hospital. Of course, the room that the person's in is like down the hall, around this way. And finally, I'm like asking like four different nurses and staff, like, "Where is this room?" Get to the room. There's this woman by herself. And what she needed was my time. So I anointed her and sat for a half hour visiting with a woman who probably hadn't had a visitor for quite some time. As I did that, I realized this is exactly where God is, that God is here. So I gave up my one thing. This is where God is present. The one thing God is asking you to let go of. Maybe it is your money. Maybe it's your time. Maybe it's an unhealthy relationship. Maybe it's a practice or a habit you have on the computer. Whatever it might be, what is the one thing? Because what God most wants, the reason Jesus came to earth, is because for Jesus, the one thing is you. You are his one focus. He came to earth for you, for me, for my salvation. See, it's impossible. But what Jesus wants is for us to dwell with him for all eternity. So he can gaze upon us. So he can gaze upon you and me for all eternity as he gazed upon the gentleman in today's gospel. Jesus looked at him and loved him. So in our prayer this week, what I invite you to do is to take a look at this gospel, Mark chapter 10, the rich young man. Spend some time and become that person before Jesus and see Jesus standing before you. And in seeing Jesus standing before you, see Jesus standing before you and looking at you. And see Jesus standing before you, looking at you and loving you. Because in fact, Jesus is before you and me. And in fact, Jesus is gazing upon you personally and me. And in fact, Jesus is standing before you, gazing upon you, and he is loving you.